This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
This is Adam Barillet on All Natural, and this morning for breakfast, I had a banana. Now, why am I telling you what I had for breakfast? Because it's the only segue I could think of to talk about apes. And joining me on the line right now from Melbourne Zoo is Fleur Butcher. How are you today, Fleur?
Great, thanks, Adam.
Now, we're going to be talking about the Siamang gibbons, is that right?
That's right.
Whereabouts are they found?
Siamangs are found in Sumatra and through the Malay Peninsula.
Okay, and they've got some really interesting features about them, haven't they?
Oh, they're a beautiful species, but one of the most interesting features is their throat sac. They have the most amazing call that they do in a duet by inflating their throat sac and make this very loud resonating sound.
And I believe that can actually inflate to about the size of their head.
Yeah, that's right.
What do they actually use that the calls for?
They use it for two purposes. One is to strengthen the bonds between the male and the female because they're singing it in duet. It makes it nice and strong, their bonds. And the other reason is to enforce their territory.
That sounds very romantic indeed.
Do they
do that constantly, or is it just on special occasions, like around mating time, or...?
No, they'll do it quite regularly.
Yeah.
We find at the zoo that our Siamangs start to get into a routine of doing it in the early morning.
Uh-huh. Fair enough. And I also believe that they've got their first two fingers are fused together as well.
Yes. They're an amazing species.
Is there any reason for that?
I'm not sure. I'm sure it must help them when they're brachiating through the forest.
Yep. Okay, gotcha. Now, how many of them are actually left in the wild?
The total population of Siamang in Sumatra is about 200,000. So although it sounds like a lot of animals, they're still classed as lower risk.
Okay.
They're very similar. They come from similar habitats as the orangutan. And the Sumatran orangutan that shares their habitat is now critically endangered.
Yes. So... one of the main factors contributing to their decline as well is the deforestation in the area?
Definitely. Deforestation for logging and also for palm oil.
Okay. Now, talking about orangutans, next week, or this weekend actually, is Melbourne Zoo is having Orangutan Caring Week. Tell me a little bit about that.
Orangutan Caring Week happens all around the world. Zoos and orangutan organisations all try and use this week to create awareness about what's going on in the wild in Indonesia and what's threatening orangutans.
Now, the palm oil industry is quite a tricky little industry, isn't it? Because I didn't realise that it's in so many foods and they call it all different names, don't they?
It is. There's no law enforcing correct labelling with palm oil at the moment. So anything labelled as vegetable oil is very likely to be palm oil.
Is someone campaigning to get some better labelling happening so we can actually identify what is palm oil and what isn't?
Yes. There's a lot of campaigning going on at the moment. There's a great group called the Palm Oil Action Group, and they're doing a lot of campaigning to try and get correct labelling happening.
And what about like on the ground in Indonesia, are things being done there as well?
Yeah, definitely, because when they clear the forest or the palm oil plantations, it exposes a lot of orangutans. So orangutans are being brought into rescue centres within Indonesia. Melbourne Zoo staff do a lot of work with the Nuramenteng Rescue Centre.
Okay, got you. So with Orangutan Caring Week, is there anything special happening at the zoo this weekend?
Yeah, our fantastic horticulture department are going to be doing some visual displays and some talks on sustainable timber, educating our visitors about the use of sustainable timber.
Oh, okay, because I guess that's really important because we say, oh, in Indonesia they need to stop chopping down all the forests and that type of thing, but that is some people's livelihood, isn't it? So we need to find other alternatives and things like that.
Yes, definitely. It all comes down to us as the consumer with both the timber and the palm oil. We need to be educated and make the right choices.
Because if there wasn't a demand for it, they wouldn't need to supply it, would they?
That's right.
Well, Fleur, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today about the Siamang gibbons and also about Orangutan Caring Week that's happening at the zoo this weekend. Of course, if you'd like to find out more information about that, just go to zoo.org.au. I'll talk to you very, very soon. Thank you very much, Fleur.
Thanks, Adam.
You're on Joy 94.9, that website, once again, to find out all about what Melbourne Zoo is doing, zoo.org.au. And if you need any of the details we've just been speaking about today, of course, you can just go to my blog, which is adambarillet'sallnatural.blogspot.com.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.